The weather on the weekends recently, actually for most of the month of October, has not been great, let's be honest. I remember a really good Sunday in there a couple of weeks ago, but boy, our weather on weekends has been a little rugged here and there, but that doesn't keep people from enjoying the great outdoors in North Dakota, and we like to spend at least some of our Fridays here on the Mike McFeely Show talking about the great outdoors with a variety of friends in that world. And so this afternoon we're going to be talking with Jeb Williams. He is the Assistant Wildlife Division Chief for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Hello, Jeb Williams. How are you on this beautiful Friday?
Well, I'm doing really good, Mike. Unfortunately, I'm indoors right about now, which everybody should be enjoying this outdoors right about now. That's for sure.
It's nice and warm outside, but in here in Fargo, the wind's blowing about 40 last time I checked. So it's a little breezy, but at least it's not raining or snowing, right? I mean,
that's right. I mean, we just remember we'll be begging for a day like this come January, right?
That's true. I should say that if anybody has any questions about the outdoors in North Dakota or something related to game and fish, now's a good time to ask Jeb. We can do a segment. Ask Jeb. Just call 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. What's the word on pheasants, Jeb? All I'm hearing from my buddies who are lucky enough to get out is kind of what you guys predicted, was that some spots are good, some spots are bad, but overall it's kind of down from the past several years.
You know, Mike, to be very honest, I mean, one word that I've been using to describe it is tough. It's tough. It's different from what it has been in years past, and there's definitely some the snowstorm in southwest North Dakota definitely had an influence. There's no doubt about that. However, if you take away that snowstorm, and what you just referenced earlier is that we weren't expecting or anticipating really good things going into the season based on the survey numbers and based on anecdotal reports from people, landowners in the field, and people around the countryside. It's just not a real good, I guess for lack of a better term, there wasn't real good energy with a lot of people when you're talking about pheasants. I mean, people were just kind of saying, oh boy, now that you've asked me, you know, I'm a salesman position. I drive a lot of miles. Boy, I really haven't seen a lot of pheasants. And so there was just a lot of different things pointing towards not a real good pheasant year. And then, of course, you get this unfortunate snowstorm in so many different ways. And did it have an impact in the area that it did? Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that it did. But the only good thing, Mike, about the snowstorm as far as where it hit when you're talking about pheasant-wise is that that's probably, if you're going to have a snowstorm hit a part of the state when you're talking about pheasants, that's the area that could probably absorb a loss. If that happened to a different area right now in North Dakota, there might not be a pheasant there for a number of years. So who knows? But there definitely is a lot of reports coming in from people that that they have found a lot of dead birds in the southwest part of the state based on the storm.
How is this affecting license sales? Because you guys were honest. You said, look, folks, it's not going to be the way it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago when you could, you know, drive in western Cass County and shoot a limit of birds in a couple of hours. It's a different landscape. Are we seeing fewer Minnesota plates, Wisconsin plates, Illinois plates out in North Dakota chasing pheasants?
Well, not yet, Mike. But here's the reason why is, and people, I think, have to see it for themselves. They have to experience it for themselves. I mean, I've talked with a number of individuals that, you know, are very honest, and we laugh about it, you know, but the guys, they would call and say, you know, I read your guys' information, but I just didn't really quite believe you. You know, I just didn't quite believe it. And I mean, they just have to see it for themselves. And I think it's like every issue in life, until that wolf is at your doorstep, it's really not a big issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go out to your spot and not finding the birds that you've been used to finding for the last how many years, who knows? It's been quite a few. We've had an awful good run in North Dakota. Is that I think you just need to be there to see it. But what I think we will see a decline in, Mike, this year, it's not going to be the license numbers this year that we're going to see a decline in. But we will notice it. I'm pretty confident about this. Is we will see it when we do our surveys, our hunter surveys, is that the days in the field will be a lot less this year. I don't think we're going to see the return trips from non-residents, and I don't think we're going to see the days in the field by resident hunters as well.
Well, and in the last few years, there's been a lot of guys going out in December and January all the way through the season. Part of that, I think a couple of years ago, the weather was so darn nice that guys could hunt, you know, into January. Are you going to see those type of trips where guys are all gung-ho to get out in mid-December or around Christmas time to go chase roosters?
Well, that's exactly right. I don't think we are. I mean, there's always going to be, we're always going to have a segment of our population that will have people out there doing that. But in the really good years that we've had, we did see a significant effort from people, especially if the weather's nice. We did see a significant effort from people all the way into December, even all the way up in some of these years, Mike, we've had the last weekend of pheasant season, which has generally been the first weekend in January, of being very nice, ball cap, sweatshirt type weather, where people really utilizing those late season opportunities. And we're still going to have those people that are willing to do that. But you know, as the success of pheasant hunters, as the what people are seeing out in the field and success they're finding dwindles, their enthusiasm is probably going to dwindle to go along with that as well. And so again, I think next year we will see a decline in our pheasant licenses, and that's usually pretty typical, as it does have probably a year or two to kind of impact license numbers. People really like to be out there seeing it for themselves and experience it for themselves before they decide, nah, maybe I'm not gonna go there.
Jeb Williams, North Dakota Game and Fish, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. So I talk a lot on this program, as much as I possibly can, about the loss of habitat and the loss of CRP. And we know, if you pay attention, you know that plays into lower pheasant numbers. But that is what it is. That's not going to change between now and next year. If we get a really good winter in terms of mildness and shortness and not deep snow, could the birds bounce back the best they can with the habitat that's out there, Jeb? Or are we going to be on this down cycle for quite a while?
No, I think you bring up a fair point, Mike, and it is something that, you know, we've been talking about this issue for a long time as well. I mean, when 2007, I mean, it was when we started the decline down from our peak of CRP, is that it, over time, I mean, that's just, it's common sense that you lose the area that the birds have for reproduction, and you're going to lose numbers over time. But obviously, especially with pheasants and a lot of wildlife in North Dakota for that matter, is that weather elements play a big role in our production as well. And so that's where it's a combination effect. And I think you hit on a good point, is that it's not like we don't have any grass left in North Dakota. We have less grass in North Dakota. There's no doubt about that. But if we get good conditions, say next year, if we go through this winter with a mild winter, and we have a really good spring as far as, I mean, nice rainfall, but not a ton of rainfall like we had this year in 2011, and cold spells. If we have those good conditions, we will see a rebound in pheasants and little better numbers. But where the habitat condition comes into play with this issue is that the ability to rebound quicker as we continue to lose habitat is what's impacted. If we go through two or three winters in a row that are very tough, obviously their area out there for to nest and reproduce are lessened, and you're not going to see that rebound effect. When we were at over 3 million acres of CRP, we could survive and go through some tough winters and maybe not some real good springs production-wise, but they could bounce back quicker because of the areas out there that they had. Now, of course, that area is just getting squeezed a little bit, and so you're not going to have that rebound effect. So long story short, if we do have some good conditions over the wintertime and next spring as well, I think we do still have an opportunity to see better numbers than what we have this year.
The deer season, just a couple few weeks away here, Jeb, and there still are. Do you still have 40,000 people who are upset with you because they didn't get their deer license, or is that abated somewhat and people are looking forward to being able to get out and shoot what deer they can?
Well, I think there are some people that are disappointed, of course, that they didn't, you know, don't get their license. But we also have, we've also talked to a lot of people and, you know, received phone calls from people that they understand the situation that we're in and think that it would be irresponsible of us to just be giving out more licenses just so more people, you know, could have licenses. They understand that the deer population is down, and if we are going to try to build the deer herd back up, that it's going to take relaxing on our on the deer licenses statewide in North Dakota. And so, you know, I think people are kind of over the mourning period, I think, you know, as far as the deer license goes. I think the people that have a license, once again, this is real similar to last year. I think the people that were lucky enough to fortunate enough to have a deer license are going to have a wonderful season. We heard a lot from last year from deer hunters, from landowners, that deer season just wasn't so hectic. It was more laid back. There wasn't as many people out. Landowners weren't getting bombarded, you know, every half hour or hour with people asking permission. And it was just a little more of a relaxed environment. And so I think the people that have deer licenses are going to, you know, again, they're probably going to have a more quality experience than what people were used to here for about 10 years running.
If somebody didn't get a deer license, are there still opportunities to get to shoot a deer or to harvest a deer in any way, shape, or form, Jeb? Or are they people who didn't get one, are they done?
Well, if they're an archer, they still have an opportunity. Okay. But if they're looking for a rifle opportunity, they do not have the opportunity anymore, Mike. And we did have just over 1,000 licenses available in some of our southwest units in North Dakota, which is typical. That is an area of the state that we usually have a hard time getting a lot of people down in that area. But with the EHD outbreak that we once again had this year, the virus that hit the deer herd, we suspended the sale of those licenses because we did, you know, we received a number of reports all the way from Bismarck to Bowman about dead deer. And so we worked with those individuals with the reports and actually confirmed a number of cases of EHD. And so with the uncertainty of that and the lower deer numbers the way it was, we just decided that it'd probably be responsible of us to just suspend the sale of those licenses. So, you know, people not knowing what the die-off in that area actually was. And so, and again, we were coming off a pretty significant die-off in 2011 in that area as well. So that's the reason we did that, Mike.
Okay, Jeb, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, you do the same, Mike. Take care.
You bet. Jeb Williams, Assistant Wildlife Division Chief of North Dakota, Game and Fish, talking some outdoors.